Fantastic. Great.
Well, good to see you again.
Good to see you again. So we're here with Tim White, producer extraordinaire.
I don't know about extraordinaire. But...
One of the White Brothers team, which is pretty awesome. It's all in the family here. You must be excited to be here at the Annapolis Film Festival for
Forget
Somebody.
Yep.
How long have you and your brother been collaborating together?
Well, I think we've had a company for, or we've been working together for maybe 9 years, and I think we've had a company together for 5 years, maybe.
Okay. Well, and ever since then, Jamesy Boy,
yep.
And of course, A Crooked Somebody, which is what we're here for today.
Uh-huh.
And let's talk about it. I read the synopsis. Looks fantastic.
Thanks.
Obviously, you didn't write it, but tell us how you collaborated with the writers and got on board.
Well, we got the script from them. It was this guy, Andy Zilch, wrote the script. Great writer. He sent it to us. We loved it. I think we sort of developed it a little bit with him, really, but it was honestly pretty close from the start. So we did that, and then cast the movie, and then that was that. You know,
So did you have Joanne in mind the whole time, as your one of your leads?
She was definitely a possibility. I think, you know, mm-hmm. we didn't know if we could get her, to be honest.
Okay.
But luckily, she read the script and responded as well, and she's here today.
That is fantastic. Now, what is your... So you're actually from Annapolis, Maryland, is it, correct?
Exactly.
So this is the Annapolis Film Festival. Must be very near and dear to your heart, yes?
Yeah, it's great. And also our mom started it, so that's something too. And,
right.
Absolutely.
So possibly a feature, any of your productions, you would probably want to be featured here at the Annapolis Film Festival.
If it worked out,
yeah.
Timing-wise, with the release, I mean, you know, we did have a few movies come out last year which couldn't come here because of the, you know, timing of it all, but yeah.
And because I'm a fan of this film, Ingrid Goes West, any possibility for a sequel?
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. I'm not shutting anything down.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thanks so much, Tim. Looking forward to the film.
You too, thanks.
Take care. Guys, we're here with Trevor White. He directed me in Jamesy Boy, Latino Thug.
That's right, my first movie.
Yes, when the convenience store melee happened with the carton of milk. Anyways, good to have you here. A Crooked Somebody.
Thank you, yeah.
You're Annapolis, born and raised, yes?
Raised,
yes.
Yeah, I've been here since 2 years old.
And what does it feel like to come back here to the Annapolis Film Festival? I know you have family ties with the festival.
Yeah, I love it. This is where I was brought up. So I think it's such an honor to come back and share this with my community. And you know, it's fun to see a lot of friendly faces here. It means not everyone will hate the movie. I'm kidding. The movie's good.
First of all, congrats on all the success.
Thank you.
Jamesy Boy, you went to do so many great films. Ingrid Goes West, I completely loved.
Oh, good.
Oh, my God. Great film. And, of course, The Post.
Yeah.
With Tom Hanks. My gosh. So you seem very blessed with your projects. How does A Crooked Somebody compare to the rest of them?
So Crooked is different in that, you know, it was the first thing since Jamesy Boy that I really wanted to direct. It's the first thing where I said, let's roll up the sleeves, let's go back in there. I took time off from directing really to focus on producing, and I felt in that time I really learned a lot from the filmmakers I worked with, and then I just felt ready to get back in the director's chair. And so this film, you know, it's interesting. It's a smaller movie than most of the other movies I've worked on, but so I didn't have the same amount of tools at my disposal, but the movie doesn't need it, and so I felt it's a fun ride, and you know, I wanted to make something that was just entertaining, so I hope that's what we do here.
Cannot wait to see it. Phenomenal cast you have. You have Etta Harris, you have Joanne Froggatt, Golden Globe winner. So
Golden Globe winner.
So what went into the casting?
Well, so Rich Sommer, actually, who's the star, it was his idea. The whole movie was his idea. And he brought on his best friend from college, who's a screenwriter, Andy Zilch, who wrote just an awesome script. Andy's such a talented writer. And Rich and I had worked together on LBJ. And while we were filming that down in New Orleans, he told me about this premise, and I was, you know, really intrigued. And then he sent me the script a couple months after that. And I called him and I said... Rich was just looking for notes, and I called him and I said, Rich, I don't want to give you notes. I want to direct this. And that's where it all started.
Wow.
And and so from there, you know, Rich was already cast, and then we just we went down and thought about who could round this out. And
yes.
Joanne was a good friend of Rich's, and you know, I had been such a fan of hers from Downton Abbey.
Sure.
I was a big fan of that show.
Absolutely.
And just felt like, holy moly, to get the chance to work with her would be amazing. And she really responded to the script and the character.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And of course, Ed Harris, Clifford Collins, fantastic cast, and can't wait to see the film.
Great.
Congrats again, congrats again on the post. Real quick, working with Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep, it doesn't get any bigger than that with icons in Hollywood.
No.
Did you feel overwhelmed with working with such Hollywood icons?
You know, I just felt so lucky.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I felt. I just felt like it was a constant moment of pinching myself, and not to mention my idol, Steven Spielberg, who lives up to every ounce of what I would hope he did and more. He's the most brilliant filmmaker I've ever been around, and so it was pretty cool.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
And last but not least, loved Ingrid Goes West. Any possibility for a sequel?
Oh,
I went to the screening at the Arclight with the Q&A with Aubrey. It was a fantastic film.
You know, we never thought about a sequel, and now people have been asking us.
Yeah.
They want to see this story, these characters continue. So I don't know. We'll see. We've got ideas in the cooker, but I don't know about a sequel.
Awesome.
Okay.
Well, Trevor White, guys, thanks so much for talking to us here at Below the Belt Show.
Right.
Awesome, man.
Take care.
Right on. Awesome to have you here in Annapolis, Maryland.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
Yes, absolutely. We are here with actress extraordinaire, Golden Globe winner, Joanne Froggatt, here for the Maryland premiere at the Annapolis Film Festivals of A Crooked Somebody.
Yes.
If you could tell us a little bit about your character.
So my character is called Chelsea, and she's the best friend and business partner of the main character, who's played by Rich Sommer, Michael. And Michael is a con artist psychic. So he does the psychic show, but he's not psychic. And Chelsea helps him, you know, along the way. Michael sort of becomes obsessed with success and fame. And so Chelsea has questionable morals, I guess, because they know they're sort of, you know, pulling the wool
over. It's very different than your character of Anna in Downton Abbey.
Yes. And of course, Chelsea's American as well, which is nice for me to get to play American. So that was fun.
Yes. Yeah. Was it a challenge to learn the American dialect and speaking without the accent?
Yeah, I'd done a movie, another independent American film called One Last Thing, about a couple of months before I shot this. So I'd done it, that was my first time doing the American accent. Mm-hmm. So I'd done it once for that. So that first sort of read through, when everyone else is actually American, is a little bit nerve-wracking. But then, it was really good. I really sort of like got into the flow of it, and I really enjoyed it. Because it makes you feel, I love doing a different accent because it makes you feel like a different person. So it's like putting on your costume, you put on your accent, and then your character's there, and you're like, oh, great. You
know? Well, Hollywood certainly loves the Brits, that's for sure. And Lyra here is going to get a season two. Resolution, a little redemption, perhaps, of the story.
I have no idea what's going to happen. Yeah. But we're due to start filming in January.
Fantastic.
So that's exciting. And like I say, I have no idea what Jack and Harry, our writers, have in store. Hopefully they do, but I'm sure they will. They always come up with the goods. They're pretty incredible, you know, especially with thriller. They do that just, I think, better than most. So, so I'm excited to see what they have in store for me next.
It seems very relevant with the hashtag MeToo movement going on.
Well, I know. Yeah. You know, at the time Liar aired in the UK, it was about 2 weeks after it finished airing that everything came out about Harvey Weinstein and, you know, other people. And little did we know that the whole world would be talking about, you know, all these kind of issues, you know, sexual assault and abusing positions of power and, you know, and it's really important, you know, they're really important conversations to be having. They're, you know, as a society, we should be sort of, you know, deciding where those boundaries lie and drawing those lines and, you know, educating ourselves and our younger people of what constitutes consent and what doesn't and how to sort of respect ourselves and others. So I think it's only a good thing. But yeah, little did we know that Lyra was going to become even more sort of topical. Yeah.
Topical, relevant, and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And last but not least, you're working with the incredible Wright brothers from Annapolis, Maryland. How did you like your experience working on the film and with Trevor?
It was amazing, honestly. Yeah. It's a very easy job for me to talk about this movie and about the experience because it was so fun. Trevor and Tim are incredibly talented. Mm-hmm. And Trevor obviously directed the movie as well as produced with Rich and Tim. And you know what? It was just such a collaborative, fun, Great experience. Andy, our writer, was on set all the time as well, so he was there to kind of tweak anything that sort of, like, if the sometimes, you know, you get on set, you start filming, the physicality doesn't work of a scene because of the something's different than the writer envisaged, so he was there to sort of iron out any sort of problems there. And it was just easy and fun, and it was great. I'd love to, you know, do it all over again.
And I can't wait to see it. The whole psychic phenomenon is really intriguing.
A really great movie.
And I can't wait to see it.
Yeah,
Joanne, we know we have to go in, but thank you so much for talking to us here on Below the Belt
Show. Pleasure. Thank you very much. And